Hello everyone, welcome to the podcast. As you can see, we have a wonderful guest here today. We have Niamh, who is our Birmingham Mary. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hello everybody. I'm very excited to be on the pod. I'm the Birmingham Mary for 2024, part in the Mary from Dunloe International Arts Festival.
Amazing, thank you very much. So we've got a couple of questions for you, and we've got like a little fun segment to play as well, after all of that. So let's get started.
Okay.
So the first question we have, what exactly is the Birmingham Mary? And can you tell us a little bit about the Mary of Dunloe pageant?
Yeah, of course. So the Birmingham Mary forms part of the Mary from Dunloe International Arts Festival. This year's the 57th year, and it takes place in Dunloe in Donegal for a little bit over the summer. And essentially, like, it's just a lovely community festival full of art, crafts, music, parties, artists, all sorts of stuff. And then it's centred around the Mary from Dunloe pageant that runs alongside it. So as part of that, in the run-up to the festival, they pick 14 to 15 girls from all across the world. So you've got like a Dubai Mary, a Dubai Mary, New York Mary, like Dublin Mary, and Birmingham Mary, which is what I am. So essentially, you get chosen by a little panel of people from the festival to represent your city for the year and at the festival. And just sort of promote like the Birmingham Irish culture. You get sponsored by a Birmingham Irish business, you have to promote them. And it's just really about raising awareness about the festival and just the Birmingham Irish culture scene in general.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool to be fair. So talk about obviously the Irish connection. So what is your connection to Ireland?
So, as you can see, I've got my jersey on today. this is a Laois jersey, and my great granddad on my mum's side was from Laois, lovely man. And then my gran and granddad on my dad's side were from Mayo and Tipperary. And sort of just like growing up, it was always holidays in Ireland, in Mayo and Tipperary. I think I found my baby book the other day, and it was Niamh's first holiday to Mayo at 3.5 months old. So he was an international traveller from a young age. But yes, I have so much family, like still over there, cousins, aunts, uncles, all across Ireland and stuff. So yeah, just sort of family. And then I think last year myself and my friend Eve went on a little road trip around there and stuff, and it was really nice. We did a little road trip around there, which was really nice, because obviously before I'd only kind of visited where my family were, but we went to, I think it was like 27 counties in 14 days. We were on the road non-stop, so whistle stop tour everywhere, but didn't go to Donegal, so I'm very excited to be going there this year.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So what's important for you about the Birmingham Irish community and obviously the connection to Ireland itself?
So I think for me, it was sort of growing up in the Birmingham Irish community. It's a bit one of those, like, everybody knows everybody. My dad and all of his siblings played music in a lot of the pubs and stuff. And you just kind of, like, walk into anywhere and someone be like, oh, you so-and-so's daughter. Do you know this person? Do you know this person? And I just think it's really nice that kind of anywhere you go in that scene, there's always someone there that knows your family or knows your history and stuff like that. Well, I mean, sometimes it can be a bit, oh, God. Everyone knows everybody, but it's nice. And I think there's such a nice thing about that. And also what's really nice to see that it's like being passed down to the younger generation. So Norton's, who are my sponsor, is
Norton's
is an Irish bar in Birmingham. And it's really nice to see sort of all of like people my age and younger and stuff, like still celebrating their Irish culture. Like St. Patrick's Day there is a massive day, which, you know, gives you a headache the next day, but it's really good when you're there. But it's just nice to see that that generational sort of cultural celebration is being passed down.
Nice. And you mentioned before about how there's different like Marys across like the world, I guess. So is it something you kind of get scouted for? Is it something that you have to apply for? Or?
So anyone can apply. So this year I think there was a couple of other girls. One of them was from Donegal herself, and then another one was from Coventry. It's just, you just have to have a connection to Ireland.
Right.
And then each year they, you know, put out the sort of advertisement saying, we're looking for the next Mary from your city. So you go along to the selection night and there's like a short little panel interview where they sort of just ask you a couple of questions about yourself, your connection to Ireland. Then there's a little bit where you have to get up on the stage of whatever venue you're in and just talk about yourself. And then they pick whoever is going to be their girl for the year.
Nice.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I didn't really know like kind of how, well, I didn't know if it was like someone went around and like
picked out.
No, I wasn't picked out. Okay. Oh, nice. Okay, cool. So what are some of the main benefits of being the Birmingham Mary? And what sort of stuff have you done so far?
I think one of the nicest things is getting to like meet all of the sort of different people in the industry across like Birmingham Irish businesses and venues and charities and things, and getting to like promote what they're doing, because there's so many in Birmingham that like people might not be aware of, and it's just really nice to be able to go and like, you know, try all of their food or like see their venue, things like the musicians and artists. That's probably what I've done most of so far, is like meeting and promoting a lot of the like young Birmingham Irish bands, which has been a lot of fun.
Nice.
And then yeah, there's a lot coming up, so we're going to an old Irishman's card game,
okay.
taking them some cakes and some biscuits and stuff. Then we're also going to a Gaelic talk session, which is like where they're going to teach us Gaelic.
Okay.
And like learn a little bit of Irish. And then there's a few other things in the pipeline with some Birmingham Irish celebrities, but might keep them under wraps for now. Yeah.
So, you know that Mary was in love.
Yep.
So, when was the first time you heard about it? What made you want to be the Mary of the Love for Birmingham? And then, what can you do it again in the future? What can it lead on to?
Yeah. The first time I heard about it was last year, because I knew the girl that was the Birmingham Mary last year, Katie, and I'd seen that she just had like this amazing time, because basically before the like final selection night, you live with the other Marys for, I think it's about 10 days.
So Big Brother?
Yeah, basically Big Brother, Big Mary. In this Big Mary house, and you go and visit, like, so much of Donegal and all the sponsors. You're in, like, parades down the main street. Like, it's very... They say that you feel like a celebrity for the week in the town. And so when I'd seen the Birmingham Mary selection night was advertised, I'd messaged Katie and said, like, oh, I'm not really sure, stuff like this. And she was like, just enter it, because honestly, it's, like, the best time ever. So, yeah.
So, what did you say to the judges, if you could repeat?
Oh, well, I don't remember the word what I said, but I think they just asked questions about, sort of like my, as we've asked, like, about like my family history and my connection to Ireland, about any of, like, talents or sports or anything that you did, and then, like, how, you know, you would go about promoting the festival or things that you would do as the Birmingham Mary. So, yeah, I think I mentioned... You know, I love a little bit of arts and crafts.
Nice.
As everyone does on a Friday night. I play the viola. I have done kickboxing. I have a black belt. And...
Just subtle.
A little drop. And yeah, just questions about yourself, really. So it's not like a hard interview process at all. Like, it's just all about, like, you and your sort of personality and connections. And then going on from it, the Marys get, like, I think there's a sum of money anyway that covers your travel back to Donegal and Dunloe throughout the rest of the year if you get crowned the Reina Mary, to like go and promote the festival and attend community events. The winning Mary also gets a trip to New York for St. Patrick's Day next year and walks in the parade, which would just be like amazing when we'd ever get the chance to do that again. But yeah, I think there's just loads that like you can get from it, and just even the experience of just going to Dunloe itself and like meeting the other girls. But no, once you've entered and you've been selected as a Mary, you cannot reapply. So this is one shot.
So if you apply and lose, that's it.
If you get chosen as the Birmingham Mary and then you don't win the overall pageant, I can't enter again. But like if you went for it like this year and you didn't get it, you can always go for it like the next year and stuff. Yeah.
Nice.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? So you just subtly mentioned that you got a black belt in kickboxing.
Yeah.
But then you also mentioned you played the viola.
Yeah.
So you play the music, kick ass. Is there anything else? Like, arts and crafts.
What can't you do?
Can't sing. Don't ask me.
That was my next question. So you say arts and crafts, like sewing and stuff like that?
Yeah, so embroidery, crochet, punch needle, bit of clay. Honestly, anything I can get my hands on in hobbycraft, I will do something with.
Is that a triple fret? Oh, what the fuck?
What have I made so far? I've made a top, like a crocheted top. I'm in the process of making a blanket. I embroidered a jumper. Don't think I've done anything spectacular with the clay yet, though. I think that's still sitting in
that's
the bag.
That's unreal. Fucking hell. How do you have the time for that?
Well, I'm a big starter, not finisher. So those are the projects I've started. There's a tote bag in the works as well. There's a lot going on. But nothing's... The top is finished and the jumper is finished, but yeah.
And you mentioned about kickboxing. So like, what was the time period that you did that for, and where did you train?
So, I did that from when I was, I think, like, 8 to maybe 18, like, trained, like, properly. My younger brothers had joined, like, the local kickboxing club, and I'd, like, had to give up dancing to play my viola in an orchestra, as you do when you're, you know, juggling your hobbies. And my mum was like, oh, you know, why don't you go along and, like, try it out with them? And I went, and I think because I'd done my dancing, I was quite flexible and stuff, I sort of just flourished, really. Yeah. Could do a lot of high kicks, had a lot of power in my fist. So, yeah, and then I think I was about 17 when I got my black belt. It was, like, a grueling day of, like, fighting my trainers and, like, doing all these drills and moves and stuff. And they used to make you do, like, anatomy questions as well about, like, all the muscles and things like this and, like, yeah, it was a tough day.
But and where did you train?
It was called KA Martial Arts. I don't know that it's around anymore, but it was Dan and Sheldon.
Yeah. Nice. And then kind of like, what are you most looking forward to, like, with this whole, like, Birmingham Mary and then Mary the Nothing?
I think, like, there's a couple of things I'm really looking forward to. I'm really looking forward to meeting all of the other girls from, like, across the world, because obviously everyone will have, like, different, like, things that they've done or, like, just life experiences and stuff, like, you know. I'm sure the New York Mary will probably have a really loads of exciting stories, and, like, I live in New York, and so I want to chat to her about that, and, like, the Dubai Mary and stuff, like, just nice to meet people with such, like, different perspectives on the world, and obviously all living together in a house for 10 days. I've already checked how many bathrooms there are. How am I going to do my hair in the morning? So really excited to meet all of those, and then I think just the run-up to the actual final, there's so much going on, like, meeting, like, local food vendors, meeting, like, just the community and all going to all the events and, like, the concerts and stuff. I think that's just going to be so much fun, and I think, yeah, there's just so much going on. Like, we've had the itinerary, it's very much like 12 hours round the clock, out all day, like, doing stuff. But I think that's just, like, you know, when are you ever going to get to, like, do so much in such a short time again in such a lovely, beautiful county? I've seen lots of pictures, very excited to see it in real life.
That's exciting.
So how does this affect your day-to-day job?
I've taken on your leave. They don't actually know, though. So I recently started a new job 2 weeks ago, and my old job knew, and they would call it my Mary journey. And when I was leaving, they said, keep us updated on your Mary journey.
So when does the Birmingham Mary / the Mary of Dunlow actually finish then?
So the final is on the 4th of August, obviously in Dunlow, and that's held in sort of like a classical most pageant style, like all the girls come up on stage with Daniel O'Donnell.
Nice.
Famous Irish singer. And you know, have a little interview on stage with Daniel. You do your talent if you've, like, decided you're going to do one. And then they pick a girl. And then I believe she's, like, paraded in the back of a convertible, is it? It's not a big town, but when I tell you, it attracts people from all over the world. Like, all of the hotels were sold out, like, was it, like, February or something? Like, you can't get a hotel in Dunlow. I think the nearest one now is, like, 10 miles out of the town. Like, it's a really big thing. Like, I think, I can't remember the exact figure, but, like, in the tens of thousands of people go to it.
Jesus.
Wow.
Mm.
So what will you choose as your talent?
So I've decided, I think a lot of the other girls are doing the singing and playing their music and stuff, and I thought, you know, got to be my true authentic self. I'll go out there and be a bit different. So I'm going to do the kickboxing.
Nice.
Although I will be in a pageant-style dress, so it will be... You know, there'll be no kicking. But yeah, so I'm going to teach Daniel O'Donnell a few boxing moves, do a few on him, but gently, and then he will do them back to me. We'll see if he's learned some moves, yeah.
Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, everyone's going to be doing things at place to their strength, and at this place to your strength.
I think that's the whole point of the festival, is, like, just showing, like, girls from, like, the Irish cultural heritage or whatever that have, like, different talents and different perspectives on life and things like that, and that's my one.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's pretty classy. It makes you stand out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, definitely. I always use it as my, you know, when I start my new job, for example, they're like, do you have any, like, what's it like, say a fun fact about yourself? Yeah. So,
final question.
Okay.
If you could have dinner with three people, dead or alive, who would they be and why?
Okay. Three is difficult to narrow it down to. And maybe I have two scenarios for this. The first person would be, like, my mum when she was, like, 18. But just so that I could, like, tell her, like, oh, you know, you're going to be a fantastic mom, and, like, just tell her, like, not to worry if she had any worries or anything. I think the second person would be my great-granddad John, who was from Leash, because I really miss him. And it'd be lovely to speak to him. And then the third person, maybe just my little brother, because I just enjoy spending time with him. And I think he'd enjoy that dinner with those people as well. But then in my wild card scenario, Harry Styles, Jacob Elordi, and Paul Mescal.
And why is that?
I just think they're very talented folk. Okay. And I'd love to discuss their hobbies, their hobbies and their, you know, careers with them over a nice glass of wine, maybe.
Only one glass of wine?
No, a bottle of
two. Sick. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. So we're going to take a break. And then we're going to come back. We're going to play a little game. Are you excited about the game? Right, you want to play this little fun game?
Who's
that Mary? So, basically, I've created a little segment.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a description of someone called Mary. And yeah, basically, you just have to guess who's that Mary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah?
Lovely.
It's a little bit of fun, right? So, we'll start with number one.
Okay.
This Mary is very well known in British culture. She's a food writer, chef, and baker, and has published more than 75 cookery books. She was also a judge on the Great British Bake Off.
That would be the lovely Mary Berry.
Correct. Okay, number two. By the way, you don't win anything other than just like accolades and...
Oh, that's fine, by
me. Amazing. okay. Number two. This Mary is a well-known actress, and her sisters are also well-known actresses, one of which is huge in the MCU. Her acting career started at the age of 9 months old, and she was a big child star in the 80s and 90s.
Mary Kate Olsen?
Yes, correct.
I'm sorry, I was really thrown by the MCU, but then a Marvel Cinematic Universe. Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Over to you, Reese.
Okay, thank you. This Mary is well known in the Bible and was a notable figure within the crucifixion of Jesus. She was a known follower of Jesus Christ and was the first person to discover his tomb after the resurrection. Who is this Mary?
Mary Magdalene.
Correct.
Correct.
This Mary was born on the 11th of January. She's a singer, she's a rapper, she's a songwriter, she's an actress. She has won 9 Grammy Awards. She's often referred to as the Queen of R&B and the Hip Hop and Soul. What is her name?
Her name's Mary. Mary J. Blige?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want me to take this one?
Yes.
Okay. This Mary is a well-known English novelist who is best known for writing the gothic novel Frankenstein in 1818. Who's that Mary?
Should I know that Mary? I've never read the novel.
Oh, okay.
Mary Jane.
Close, but no. Mary Shelley.
I've never heard of that Mary novel.
Cool. Anyway, on to the next one. This Mary was the only surviving child of King Henry VIII and his first wife, Catherine of Aragon. And she was best known for her attempt at trying to reverse the English Reformation, as she was a heavily devout Catholic. She was a ruthless monarch, and from that she developed a nickname that she's now most well known by. I will take one of three answers, or all three answers if you have them all.
Mary, Queen of Scots?
No, it's the other one. You might know her from her nickname. If you say her name in the mirror 3 times, she appears.
Do you not remember that?
Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary is correct. Yes, so I would have taken Mary the First, Mary Tudor, or Bloody Mary.
Okay.
Do you want to do number 7, Rose?
I think she should have answered that one.
Is it Mary, Queen of Scots?
It's Mary, Queen of Scots. Who else I would have taken? Mary Stuart or Mary the First of Scotland?
Oh, Mary Stuart, I forgot that was her real name.
And then, final one.
Okay.
This Mary was born to a Creole mother in Kingston, Jamaica. She went to the Crimean War in 1855 with a plan of setting up the British Hotel as a comfortable quarters for sick officers. In 1990, she was posthumously awarded the Jamaican Order of Merit. Who's that Mary?
I don't know. unfortunately, that Mary is not known to me.
That Mary is Mary Seacole.
I do know Mary Seacole.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I don't know her. But like, I remember learning about her in history, but as I said, that was now circa maybe 50 years ago.
Yeah. Cool. That's the game.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed that game.
Well, thank you.
There's quite a lot of famous Marys.
There are. Well, you did quite well with the game anyway.
No, I feel like, you know, started off strong, maybe dipped a bit towards the end. But
yeah, I did want to put in like a range of...
Easy to find, yeah. No, it was a very well-prepared game.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I wish you the best of luck with.
Thank you. There's
the
6 weeks to go today.
6 weeks.
Yeah.
6 weeks today.
6 weeks today. Oh,
sure. Best of luck.
Fly out the 26th of July to Mayo, then get the bus to Donegal. There's a whole, it's like a little pilgrimage up there. But yeah, no, really excited. Thanks for having me, guys.
No, thank you for coming. You're welcome anytime.
Oh, I'll be back.
Fabulous.
I'll be back. I'll do one post.
Yeah.
Post Mary. We'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it all goes. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. And we hope you all enjoyed. And we'll see you on the next one. Ta-ra.
Bye.
Bye.